Today's daf is daf Kif Yid Aleph. We're holding the first line from the top of the Yomim. And the Gemara is going to bring now three machloikis in between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in interpreting three psukim. And as you'll see, in each case, Rish Lakish takes, if you will, a bit of a hard line. While each time Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, try to be a little bit gentler, if you may. As you'll see. So the first pasuk is, L'chein herchiva sh'oil nafsha upora fia libli choik. Sh'oil is often a reference to the Gehenim. And it says that the Gehenim is going to open up very, very wide. L'chein herchiva, l'shen roichav, a wide Gehenim. It's going to open up, upora fia, and it's going to open its mouth. Libli choik. What does that mean, libli choik? Omrei shlokish, l'misha mishayir afilu choik echad. Ayid, he's doing 612 out of the 613 mitzvahs. He only leaves behind one choik that he's not Makayim. Guess what? There'll be plenty of room in Gehenim for him. He'll have plenty of room to be able to burn Chas V'Sholim because he left over one choik. It says the Gemara, Amr B'Yoichanan, Le'nichol Le'marayi De'amris Lu'hachi. The Rabbi Nishlum is not happy that you interpret the Pusik that way. Come on. A person that did 612 mitzvahs, he just left out one. You're telling me he's going to have a super suite there in Gehenim? Ah, ela faket, ela filo loylamad, ela choik echad. It's just the opposite. You know where the she'oil is going to be wide and have a wide opening mouth? Those are for the people that don't even do one choik. However, if you do at least one choik, then you're not going to get a super suite. You're going to have an air-conditioned room there in the Gehenim, because at least you're doing something. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you to do the best that you can under your circumstances. So even if you just did one chayk, that'll be enough to go and protect you from the hottest Gehenim. Next pusik. V'hoye b'chal uretz no mashem. Pish naim b'h yikarsu v'yigvol v'ashlishis yivoser b'h. So the pashup shat in the pasuk is that two-thirds Nebuch, we're talking about Li'osid Lovai, and we're saying that two-thirds Nebuch are going to pass away, and one-third is going to remain. However, the Gemara learns Vahashlishis that it means a third of a third. The reason why the Gemara learns a third of a third, because the Chorit should have said Vahashulish Yivasirba. Why does it say Vahashlishis? So it's as if Shlishi Ois Harbe, that we're referring to two-thirds. So what does that mean, two-thirds? And again, we start off with Omerish Lakish, Shlishi Shel Shem. We start off with Shem ben Noach. Shem ben Noach had a son by the name of Arpachshad. Arpachshad was the third son that was born to Noach. How do we know that? Shtaitachem Pusik. Where is the Pusik? So Rashi brings it. Uvnei Shem, Elam, the Ashur, the Arpachshad. Oh, the Arpachshad was the third. And since we're saying that it's a third of the third because of the word shlishis, so what's a third of the third? Rashi says that if you continue on in the Chumash and you look at Arpachshad, you'll see that Klal Yisrael Avram Avinu came from Arpachshad. Rashi brings some of the psukim. It says Arpachshad hoyled es Shelach, Shelach hoyled es Eiver, Eiver hoyled es Poleg, and then you keep on going until you get to Avram Avinu. Therefore, Klal Yisrael is part and parcel of Arpachshad. So if you're going to go and tell me now that a third of the third will remain, that means we're starting off, according to Rish Lakish, with Shem. A third of Shem is Arpachshad. A third of Arpachshad will remain. Yivaser ba. But Klal Yisrael is part and parcel of Arpachshad. We just said that Avram comes from Arpachshad. So does that mean Chas V'Sholom only a third of Klal Yisrael will remain? Two thirds Chas V'Sholom will perish? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, perish the thought. Don't say that, Reish Lakish. Le'nichol Amarayu De'amris Luhachi. The Rabbi Yochanan is not happy that you interpret the pasuk that only a third of Klal Yisrael will remain. Ella, don't start with shame. Start with Noach. Ella Filish Lishi Shal Noach. Go back one generation. Noach had three sons, Shem, Ham, V'Yofes. And Shem is one of the three sons. Now, let's do like Rish Lakish said. Since Shlishis means a third of a third. Okay, since we started off with Noach, a third of Noach is Shem. A third of shame is arpachshir. The whole arpachshir will remain. Arpachshir yivaser bo. So the Chazayin gets, and none of the Yidin chas v'shalom will perish, quite to the contrary. All the Yidin mi'at Hashem are going to remain, and they will thrive. So therefore, the machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, they both agree that shlishas means a third of a third. The question is, where do you start counting the third? Couldn't Reish Lakish start from shame? A third of shame is arpachshir. A third of arpachshir means a third of Kalal Yisrael will remain. And therefore, that's bad news. Two-thirds chas v'shalom will perish. But if you're going to start off with noyach, a third of noyach is shame. A third of shame is arpachshir. The whole arpachshir mi'at Hashem v'ashlishis yivaser ba. No, arpachshir contains Kalal Yisrael. So mi'at Hashem, all of Kalal Yisrael will remain. So that's what...
When is this going to happen? In Tam Mashiach? When is this?
This is going to be the art scroll in the English says in the pre-messianic era or in the messianic era. If you want to know when the messianic era will begin and when will conclude, I invite you to go and look at the back of the Gemara where there's a full appendix, several pages that talk about the beginning of the Messiah, the end of the Messiah, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Olam Haba, which comes earlier, which comes later, how long, etc., etc. And after you go through it, you'll kindly share with everyone your thoughts about the summary.
I read it on Shabbos. It's very, very good. Where is it back? It's here. The back of
In two more dafim, you get to Kuf Yud Gimel. After Kuf Yud Gimel, you have an appendix. And that appendix goes for several pages. It's not the type of appendix that you have to go to the doctor for. It's a type of appendix which is beautiful reading. Very intense, very extensive, very intensive. And after you're finished, you can't wait until Mashiach comes in Mi'at Hashem. Okay, so that was the second machlekes. And now we have the third machlekes. What is that? Shteitin posik. A posik in Yermia. Kenoichi ba'alti b'chem. V'lekachti eschem echad mi'ir u'shnayim mi'mishpacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that in Mi'at Hashem, I'm your master. When it comes Mashiach tzaten, I'm going to go and take you one from each city and two from each mishpacha. The Rashi and Radak on the spot in Yirmiyah say that the word mishpacha over here should not be understood as family, really should be understood as Medina, every country. And so therefore what the Pasuk is telling you is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take one remaining from every city and two from every country, and from that we're going to be able to go and rejuvenate and resurrect Klal Yisrael at the time of Mashiach.
Amen.
Omer Reish Lakish, Dvarim Kichsavan, understand the Pasuk literally, one from each city, two from each Mishpach, or from each Medina. Omer Reb Yochanan, Nichol Leil Amarai, the Amrish Luhachi, Kodesh Baruch is not happy to go and say that every single city, only one person will be left. Ela, Echa Meir, Mezaka Kolair Kula. This, of course, reminds us of Avraham Avinu, who is trying to act as a wonderful advocate on behalf of the people in Sodom. If I find 10 people, if I find... He starts off with 50, 40, 30, as you all remember, the Psukim and Chumash, that b'schus of those tzaddikim, let's go and save the entire city. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said, unfortunately, there aren't so many tzaddikim to go and save Sedoya. But getting back over here too, when it says in the Pasuk, L'kachti eschem echem me'ir, shnayim mishpacha, in the schus of that echem me'ir, I'm going to save the entire city. In the schus of those shnayim mishpacha, I'm going to go and save the entire mishpacha or the same Medina. Oh, so of course that's a much more positive understanding of these psukim. So those were the three machlokes in Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, all legabe, how to interpret the Pasuk, and Reish Lakish took somewhat of a negative view, while Rabbi Yochanan said, nah, you have to interpret it in a much more positive way. And on that third machlokes, we'll find that the same machlokes were the Rav Kahana and Rav. Yosef Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana Kamei the Rav. Rav Kahana, as you know, was a Talmud of Rav. The Yosef Ka'omar, he learned this Pasuk, and he also learned the Dvarim Kichsavan, Poshib Shat. I mean, literally, Echon Me'ir Shnei Mishpach. Don't learn it like that way. So you see, word for word the same. And the Gemara continues on, since we spoke about Rav and Rav Kahana, So it says that Chazi they have a kochayif reishay besolik v'yosel kamederav. Rav noticed that Rav Kahana, before he came into the shir, presumably on a daily basis, he saw that he would go and spend time shampooing his hair and to make it really nice and trim and fine, and so that Rav Kahana should, if you will, look nice and handsome. Rav was not impressed. And Omaleis, Rav said to him, "V'leisi motzi be'eretz achayim." Of course, literally that means Chas Hashem, the person will not live on this world, Be'eretz Achayim, where we're all alive. Omaleis, Rav Kahana said, "Melech kolaitisli, Chas Hashem, are you cursing me that I should not live?" "No," says Rav. "Omaleik roka mina. I was just interpreting the pasuk. V'leisi motzi toira b'misha mechaya atzmoi oleha." If you really want to become a great Talmud Chacham Rav Kahana, you got to shvitz, you got to go and spend time in horving and hasmoda and again and learning and delving, etc. Somebody who's going to be mechaya atzmai, meaning he's going to indulge himself in too many in yonei oilam hazeh. Now, Rav is not suggesting one should never take a shower and never shampoo your hair. Probably he felt that the extent and the amount of time that Rav Kahana was spending every day was a little bit too much. If you really want to go and become a gevaldiger gadol b'Torah, le'simatzei Torah b'misha mechaya atzmei, a person who's mechaya, he's indulging himself in all types of earthly luxuries and spending time on all that stuff, that's not a good sign. You want to be successful, you got to go and let up a little bit on your shampooing thoroughly here every morning. Tanir b'simoy aymer. Nemet says in the pasuk, "Kachi eschem li liyam." V'nemer v'vesi eschem. Makishi yitziyosu mitzrayim l'piyosu l'aretz. Now, what Simoy says is very difficult to comprehend unless you learn, like often the Gemara uses guzmois, because Reb Simoy says that "Kachi eschem li liyam." V'vesi eschem. How topical and how timely these psukim are in the Gemara. After all, we're going to speak about them at great length from here to Shem and Mata Shabbos at the Seder. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "V'kach yeschem li, I'm going to take you from my nation. Ve'yvesri eschem, and I'm going to bring you to the land of Eretz Yisrael, etc. Makshish yotzu mitzrayim le'biyosan le'aretz. Ma biyosan le'aretz shnayim misamach riboy." We're all familiar with the Chumash, is the Chamushim, all the B'nai Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says, "V'chamushim, the one out of five are going to go up." In other words, 80% will pass away and 20% will live. What our Gemara is telling us is, it goes one step further, that just like the Biyosan Arit Shnayim Misamach Ribay, only two survived from the 600,000. Who were the two that survived? That was Yeshua and Kalev. All the other people in the Dor HaMidbar all passed away. Af Yitziyosan Mitzrayim Shnayim Misamach Ribay. You know the Yin that came out of Mitzrayim? They were altogether two out of 600,000. Now, we know that 600,000 Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. So if you're going to use that as your, for purposes of arithmetic, what you're going to get is that there were originally 300,000 times 600,000 Yidden in Mitzrayim. I tried to do that on my calculator, and it wouldn't go up so high. So I think it goes up to either 1.8 or 18 billion people. Can you imagine? 18 billion. So therefore, if you do 1/300,000 of the 18 billion, you get to 600,000. So therefore, he's saying that how many people came out of Mitzrayim? 600,000. But compared to how many that were there originally, it was only one out of every 300,000. See, the article brings...
Is that 20 years
and over? I'm not sure what you're saying, but the article quotes the Maharal. Of course, this number seems to be incomprehensible. So he says that we're talking about over the entire 210 years that the Yidden came into Mitzrayim. We're not talking about at the moment that they left Mitzrayim that 1.8 billion passed away, leaving only 600,000. But it means from the very first moment that they came to Mitzrayim until 210 years later, then millions of people had already been born, and already millions of them had all hoped to leave Mitzrayim and to come into Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, they passed away. So even according to Maral, he doesn't learn it literally, 18 billion, but he's saying that really helps a little bit to understand and comprehend the Hagimah.
It was 18 billion.
18 billion. Right?
18 That's billion.
Billion with a B.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The numbers are very misleading, because of the 600,000, those over 20 perished. The children didn't perish. They went into the land.
You're
18 billion divided by 265.
What you're saying is correct, and Rashi points that out, that the 600,000 did not include the kinderlech who were less than 20, and theoretically those people that were older than 60. All of that is true. However, the way Rashi seems to learn that the 600,000 we're talking about is between the ages of 20 and 60, that there were initially 18 billion, and of those 18 billion, only 600,000 survived and left Mitzrayim. Okay, as we stay to, and we're going to continue on. Amar Rava, Rava says, V'chele Moisa Mashiach, the same thing is going to be in the future when Mashiach comes. It's not going to be that all Yidden are going to be Zoyche to Mashiach, but only a small percentage, 1 out of 300,000. That, of course, is a little bit more understandable, because we're talking about from the times of the Churban Beis HaMikdash until now, over the last 2,000 years. I mean, just in the World War II alone, we lost 6 million. Can you imagine how many more we've lost over the years? Yidden that have been hoping and expecting and every day that Mashiach will come, and unfortunately they were not Zoche. But Baruch Hashem, our door will be Zoche, hopefully still today in Mi'at Hashem. Is Omer Rabbi Chaim Moshe Mashiach, Shenem Etzim, the Pasvi, Onto Shama, Kimei Ni'ureho, Kiyoim Aloisim Yeretz Mitzrayim. Just like we left Eretz Mitzrayim, we just calculated 1 out of 300,000. So too will be the situation, Limois HaMashiach. There are people from time to time that pass away in recent years, particularly from the Hasidic communities, that you hear about an old lady that passed away at the age of 98, leaving over 1,000 descendants, children, Einiklach, Ir Einiklach, and sometimes Ir Einiklach, if they have, you know, Kanein Hara, 10 children or 15 children, each one of the children has 10, etc. So just one lady herself leaves the world and leaves over 1,000 children. Could you imagine the 6 million? How many children have they all survived? And had all of them been as fruitful as that lady? We could have, talking about 6 million times 1,000. Okay, so it wouldn't be 6 million, it would be 3 million, because you have to divide it half men and half ladies. Fine, but 3 million times 1,000, that gets you to 3 billion. So you see how the numbers can add up relatively quickly.
That's only if you don't use Walgreens.
If you don't use laundry?
Walgreens.
Walgreens. What does Walgreens have to do with this?
The mother of medicine.
Aha, okay, I'm not familiar. So let's continue on. Tanya, Omer Bluz of Reb Yossi says, I was once visiting Alexandria, Metzosi Zokin Hechad, and I found there one Zokin. The Zokin over here, as you'll see in the Gemara momentarily, was a Mitzri, a local Egyptian Zoke. V'omali, and he says, oh, I see you're here on a tour of Alexandria. I will give you a free tour. Is bo beracham also avoy slavi secha. Let me show you what our avos, meaning the ancient Mitzrayim, did to your avos, meaning to the ancient Yidden in Mitzrayim. Mehem tovu b'yam. Some of them went and threw our children into the river, into the yam. As we know, kol ha'bein ha'yoyre tashlichu. Go and throw them in. Mehem horge b'charav. Some of them were killed by the sword. Mehem moachu b'binyan. Some of them, like Micha, were used as bricks and mortar in the binyan, and they just stuffed them in instead of putting in bricks and stones. They put in Jewish children, Rahman al-Islam. And therefore, that's what the Zokin, I don't know why we're showing this, I guess he was perhaps proud of his heritage. But now the Gemara continues. V'adov ezeh nenash Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm assuming that this is not what the Zokin was saying, but this is what the Gemara is now adding, that because of these events where, Rachmanu Litzlan, Jewish children were getting killed, there, because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. What does that mean? Shenema. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And ever since he came, then Paro kept on toughening and making stricter and harsher gezeiros against the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbeinu Shlomo, Umi Oz Basi El Paro, the Darab Mishmecha, you sent me on this mission to go and speak on your behalf to free the Jewish children. It's only gotten worse, it hasn't gotten any better. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu got annoyed with Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, Chaval al de'abdim v'lei mishtachin. Rashi brings this in Chumash about the Ovis HaKadoshim. These are Naveda d'lei mishtachin. We cannot find proper replacements for them. Because Hari Kamap Om Niglis El Avram, which probably should say Nigli El Avram, Al Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Bikel Kel Shakoy. There were many times that I revealed and disclosed my identity to them. And they never asked any questions. They never had any second thoughts. They didn't ask me even what my name is. Moshe Rabbeinu did ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's your name? Kodesh Baruch had to say, Eke Asher Eke, Eke Shulchani Aleichem. So, I told Avram Avinu, you're going to get the entire Eretz Yisrael from north to south, east to west. He only needed one burial plot for his wife Sarah. He had to go and pay a huge fortune for that burial plot there in Hebron. He was supposed to get it as a present. We don't see Avram asking any questions. He just took it, bought it, and bought it. Same thing about Yitzchak. I'm going to bless you, and this land is going to be so blessed. Everything is going to be great. The avodim of Yitzchak Avinu were looking for water holds for themselves and for their livestock, and they couldn't get water until they had a magan tzemachloikis. So you would think that Yitzchak would say, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, you give me a bracha, everything will be great," and just to get a drop of water. We went to the stores, they didn't even have Polish spring water. They didn't even have Hungarian spring water. So we had to have Agan Tzemachloikis. But here I'm Chemi Dois, he didn't say a word. It's going to be yours. He wanted to go and pitch his tent somewhere. He had to go and pay Meyaksita a small fortune. Here I'm Chemi Dois, he didn't say anything. And none of them asked for my real name, because I only appeared to them Bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem Leinidati Lehem. I never even told them my full name of Yudke Vovke and Elikim and the Shloishes and Midras. Kunish, Viata Martli Mashemecha Batchila. You've initially asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're going to ask, what's your name? Can you share with me the name? I mean, I'm going to go to the Bnei Yisrael and they're going to say, who is the God that sent you? Vashavata Uimali. Now you're compounding your complaint against me. You asked initially for my name, and now you went and said, so Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, you'll see what's going to happen. But you know what you're going to see? You're going to go and see the Melchom against Paroi. You're going to be zoicha to go and see the Aser Makos. You're going to be zoicha to Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're not going to be zoicha to go and enter Eretz Yisrael like Yehoshua to go and see the victory against the 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael.
Excuse me, what was Yaakov, the Kohen of
Mekhita,
referring to?
Do you have a Chumash handy? The pasuk says that he came to a place and he wanted to pitch his tent and he had to buy it meyaksita. If you bear with me, I'll bring a chumash. But if you have a chumash, you'll find it probably soon enough.
Have a
chumash. And Bereishis
Chofchet. Bereishis Mam Gimel Yud Ches.
I'm just asking for the reference. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're not interrupting. I didn't, the shear is not given here in the library, so I had to go into the other room.
Okay, I can quote the pasuk.
Yeah. Good. Oh, okay, so we have the background now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Shkoya, Brother Shai, for the beautiful laning. Okay, and I hope you're laning the Nusi every day in Shul. Yeah?
What?
I hope you're laning the Nusi every day in Shul.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Ira's doing a great job.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Oh, I'm very, very pleased. Anyway, so continuing on, Zokti Gemara, yes, so we're okay. So we have the context. He came to Shechem. He wanted to go and buy a small lot of land, and he had to pay Mea Ksita. And we continue on. Zokti Yeretz Moria Vaita. Ma'ar Moshe, v'ikad arzu v'yishtochu. Ma'ar Moshe, what did Moshe see that he went now and he bowed down before Kadosh Baruch Hu? Reb Chanina, ben Gamla Omar, Erech, that's why it said maybe Gamliel, Omar Erech HaPayim Ra, v'rabbonan Amri, Emes Ra. What is this referring to? As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually showed he shared his Shloish Eser Midos with Moshe Rabbeinu, especially at the time after the Ego. Hashem, Hashem, Kirachim Machan, Erech HaPayim Ra, Chesed Yemes, Chesed Lofim, etc. So now, each one of those Shemis is very, very choshev, very, very important. Moshe Rabbeinu, now when he was bowing down, is because he had a greater appreciation now for the Shloish Eser Midos. The question is, which one was he really focusing on? So we have a machloikis over here. Hashem, Hashem, Keler, Racham, Lachan, Erech Apayim. That's one, Erech Apayim. Brav Chesed, the Emes. Oh, Emes. So we have now a machloikis, which one was Moshe Rabbeinu bowing down to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in which schus of which one of these... which one of these names? The purpose of the bowing down, says Rashi, was to mispalel that Kadosh Baruch Hu should not chas v'sholem go and punish the Jewish people after the Maaso Egel. So, Zokti Gemara, we have a machloikis. What was Vayimayim Moshe v'yikod arz v'shtochu that he bowed down? And when Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him the shloishes and midas, so Reb Chanina ben Gamla Omer Erech HaPayim, when he heard and saw the midah of a Kadosh Baruch of Erech HaPayim, that he's ma'arich af, that Kadosh Baruch doesn't punish immediately on the spot, but Kadosh Baruch gives you a chance to go into tshuva and to reconsider. Rabban Amri emes ro, I know you saw the midah sa emes. And now the Gemara is going to focus on the midah of Erech HaPayim. Tanya, command the Yom Erech HaPayim ro, the Sanya says in the Braisa, Kishol of Moshe Lamorim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim at the time to receive the Aseret Dibrois, and to receive the Torah, Abba and Yoimah, Abba and Laila, etc. Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyosh V'koysev Erech HaPayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kaviyochel writing down. As if Kadosh Baruch Hu was a cipher and he had a quill in his hand and he's writing down. Erech HaPayim, the mid of Erech HaPayim. Omo Lefana Rebbe Yishloim, Erech HaPayim L'Tzadikim. He said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Peloshet Bitmiya, I'm assuming that the Erech HaPayim is for Tzadikim. You have a Tzadik that unfortunately did some sort of chait. We had in the Gemara, from the Pasuk in Tanakh, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Sheyaseh Tov Lo Yechta. Everybody makes a mistake here, there, or somewhere. So if Chas V'Shalom a Tzadik does something wrong, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't go and punish him on the spot. You are Marich Af for the Tzadik.
He doesn't say this for you. He said that Marich Af is not giving the schar in this world, he's giving in the next world.
Okay, this is Al-Samayibin. So Erech HaPayim L'Tzadikim, he said, Erech HaPayim L'Tzadikim, I marach af, for the tzaddikim, I don't punish them immediately, but rather give them a chance, and then eventually, Met Hashem, they'll get the reward in the world to come. Amaloi, so that's how Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he's marach af the tzaddikim. Amaloi Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I marach af afirishoyim, even for bad guys. I marach af. I don't go and have a thunderbolt hitting them over the head immediately as soon as they go and do something wrong. I marach af. Amaloi said Moshe Rabbeinu, Rishoyim Yavedu. If they're Rishoyim, who cares about them? Let them go to Gehenna forever and ever. What do you have to be Marachav? Who needs to go and have Rachmanis on Rishoyim? Amalei, sir, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Hashtachos is my deboyelach. Oh, you'll see eventually your question will be answered and you'll see that you're wrong. When did he see it? Kishachoti Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael, in fact, sinned at the Mais Egel. Amalei, so now Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lekach Amris, didn't you go and tell me?" As you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading for Klal Yisrael. Mechein yino mesifucha shekasovta, go and have rachmunas on them and give them a kapara. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Don't you remember our conversation? Lekach amartali erech apayim letzadikim, that I should only be marach after the tzadikim and not for rishoyim. These are all rishoyim. They all did avodah zarah. They all did the masa egel. So according to you, l'shitascha Moshe Rabbeinu, I shouldn't be marach after all of them. I shouldn't have any rachmunis. I'm in front of us. And now Moshe Rabbeinu takes the other side, of course. He said, Rabbeinu Shlom, look, lekach amartali after rishoyim. Don't you remember that discussion you said that you marach after even for the rishoyim? And that's why Taket says in another pasuk, "Vayata yignagno koyach Hashem kasher dibarto leimar." Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to go and show your strength in kapara, not like I said, which means that you marach af le tzaddikim, but you marach af even the rishon kasher dibarto. We need that rachmunis because, unfortunately, if Klal Yisrael sins, whether it's a yochid or whether it's a rabbin. Unfortunately, sins are sins, and people are people, only busser v'dams, and unfortunately the Yetzer Hara is very strong. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, you got to be marach af for one and all. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that was my intention all along, when I wrote Erech HaPayim, even for the Rishai. So it's more about Reb Cholga, HaBesolik, V'ozel B'darga, the Beir Rabba, Bar Shila, Sham Melehu Yenoika, the Omar. Reb Cholga was going up the steps, in Beir Rabba, in the Besmedish of Rabba Bar Shila, and he heard the following tinnik that said, "Eidesecha nem nem yoy leveis chonoa v'koydish Hashem li oyrech yom." Besamach lay, tefil lemoyshe. Omer shema mino erech apayim ro. So now, it's interesting, two things we have to point out. Number one, this posik of Eidesecha nem nem yoy leveis chonoa v'koydish Hashem li oyrech yomim is in Kapitel Tzadik Gimel. And the Gemara says the Samachle, and very close to it, it says Tvil Lemoisha. Where's Tvil Lemoisha? That's Kapitel Tzadik. So number one, it's not so Samach. And if anything, it's post, it's before the Eidesecha. It's not after the Eidesecha. So Rashi and the Mefarshim explain. Number one, the reason why we're bringing this Pasuk is because Reb Chogah understood when it says at the end of the Pasuk, Li'oyrech Yomim, that this is a reference to the Erech HaPayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu can be marach af for many, many days, Oyrech Yomim, even for days and for months and for years, Kodesh Baruch Hu is marach af. And Tfil Lemoyshe, which is Taket Tzadik, the next 10 kapitlach, starting with Tfil Lemoyshe, which go through Tzadik from Tzadik until Tzadik Tes, 10 altogether, Tzadik is 1, and then Tzadik Aleph is 2, etc., through Tzadik Tes. All of those 10 were composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, Tfil Lemoyshe, and therefore we see that in Tzadik Imel, when he quotes this pasuk of the Oyrech Yomim, which means Erech HaPayim, Zokti Yimara, I see from this, Reb Chogah says, that in the Machloikis that we had on the Omid Aleph, when Moshe Rabbeinu was focusing on the individual Midos of the Shloish Esrei Midos of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the focus was on Shema Mino Erech HaPayim Ro. That's why in his Tfil Lemoyshe, he points out and he says in this pasuk, the Oyrech Yomim, to remember the great Sazach of the Erech HaPayim. Continuing on, Om Rabbuz Om Rab Chanina. Also, Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyos Atorah Baroish Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is going to be like a crown on the head of every Tzadik. Shanim, it says in the pasuk, Payoy Mahu, Yi Hashem Tzvokos Lateris Tzvi Ule Tzvidus Tefora L'She'er Amoy. What does that mean? Ma'ilat Lateris Tzvi Ule Tzvidus Tefora. Both of them have mean a crown on each person's head and each tzaddik's head. It's talking about those people who are doing Hashem's ratzai, meaning tzaddikim, and mitzapim lishuasai, and they can't wait for the Yeshua to come, for Mashiach to come, for tchias ameisim, olam haba, etc. Zoktimar yochel akoil. I would think that means everybody is going to be zoicha. Anybody that's doing a kodesh baruch hu's ratzai is going to be zoicha to such a crown on his head. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk continues like we just had now, Lishor Amoy, Lemisha Mesim Atzmoy Kishirayim. Meaning, that anybody that is arrogant, and anybody that is pompous, and he says, oh, I'm doing all the mitzvahs, I finished Shas already 12 times, and I know and I do, and the blah, 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 blah. Any pompous individual, he unfortunately might not be a recipient of that crown. However, if he's a Shor Amoy, he's Mesim Atzmoy Kishirayim, you know, he's a one of those people that sits in the back of the bus or back of the besmedish, doesn't make waves, he doesn't huff and puff about himself. That's the person that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that tzaddik is going to be the one that's going to get that Atorah Beroish. Continuing the pasuk Ruach Mishpat liyoyishev al hamishpat v'legvura meshiv melchama shara. Okay, so what is this pasuk coming to tell us? This is again describing the tzaddikim that are going to be zoicha to that type of atora b'roisha. The pasuk says Ruach Mishpat liyoyishev al hamishpat v'legvura meshiv melchama shara. See, more now explained. Ruach Mishpat zeharoide es yitzray. This is someone that takes control of his Yetzer Hara and doesn't allow his Yetzer Hara to go and go wild all the time and do Averis. And if Chas V'Sholom, if he does an Avera, he's immediately Choyzer B'Tshuva right after that. If he happens to be a Dayan, he makes sure to be done the Din Torah from A to Z perfectly. Now, Meskav B'Yitzray sounds very much like Roide B'Yitzray. What's the difference between the two? So Rashi says that the Roide B'Yitzray does tshuva on any Aveira that he does. The Meskav B'Yitzray, he takes his Yetzer Toiv and he Meskaber the Yetzer Toiv on the Yetzer Ra by continuing to do mitzvah samas and toivim. In other words, if a person is sitting on his hands doing nothing, he might do a mitzvah, he might do an Aveira. And if he does an Aveira, Chas V'Sholom, he's going to have to do tshuva. So to prevent that, the person is constantly busy with mitzvahs from morning to night, always going to shir, going to davening, going to go and do a chesed, running to the hospital, bikur cholim, hachnasas orchim. If he's going to be busy with mitzvahs, the yetzer hara is going to have to wait for tomorrow because I don't have time for you. I'll make you an appointment with him tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow I'm going to be busy again with mitzvahs and masen tzedakah. If you're constantly busy with mitzvahs, with your yetzer toiv, you won't have any time to be busy with the Yetzer Hara. Meshiv Mechama Zesh, Anois Anois Mecham Teshul Torah. This is a person who is constantly learning, Baruch Hashem, and when he's learning fast. He doesn't just sit there on his hands, he makes sure to ask Kashis, and can you tell us the context about the Meyaksita? Can you tell us a little bit more about what the Gemara is referring to? What period? Before Mashiach, after Mashiach? Anois Anois Mecham Teshul Torah. He wants to delve and understand every Kutzei Shel Yod, every little piece of the Gemara. Shara, Elish Mashkim, and Marivim, but what I can see is about the Midrashas. The word Shara is like a washing Shar. Shar, of course, is the gate. He makes sure to come early and to leave late from the Sekneses and the Beis HaMedrash. So those type of people, those are the great tzaddikim. They're going to get the Atara Baroshim. Omer Minasadim Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Yishlom, Ma Nishtanu Eilu Mi'Eilu. How come these Yidin are successful in what they're doing? And they're doing all of these mitzvahs, and they're going to get that special Atorah Baroshem. What about the other Yidin? How come they're not as successful? Even people that consider themselves to be tzaddikim, in terms of that they minimize the number of Averis, and they maximize the number of mitzvahs. How come they're not going to be zoicha to that Atorah B'chol Tzadik, the Rosh Kol Tzadik B'Tzadik? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to the Midas Adin. Which means you can be a great tzaddik. However, if you indulge yourself too much with wine and with drink, unfortunately, drunken people can do bad things. And so therefore, if you want to be a full-fledged tzaddik, be careful. Don't be yayin shog v'sheicher to'u. Don't become addicted and don't become a drunkard. Therefore, you'll be able to have your mind, your head on your shoulders and be able to do the mitzvahs and become that great tzaddik that is Roide B'Yitzray, Miskabe B'Yitzray, etc., etc. And the pasuk ends of Paku Pliliya. What does that mean? Vein Puka Ela Gehenim. The word Paku is similar to the word Puka, which means Gehenim Shenemar, Loisiya Zois L'Chola Fuka. Make sure that this should not be Chas V'Sholom for a Michshol for you. And this Puka that we're talking about is, unfortunately, it should not bring you into Gehenim. Be careful that you don't do something that this is talking about. David HaMelech was very, very angry at Novel, and he wanted to go and Chas V'Sholom kill Novel. And so Novel's wife, Avigail, who was one of the Nevi'os, came and pleaded with David HaMelech, David HaMelech, don't do anything to my husband Novel, because Leisi Lecha, don't allow this, Leis Lecha Lefuka, it shouldn't be a stumbling block for you. But Chazal don't interpret it as a stumbling block, they interpret it as being Chas V'Sholom. It will bring you to Gehenim, Chas V'Sholom, if you go and kill my husband, Novel. Shema, okay. The aim, that's already Paku. What's Plilia? Vein Plila Ela Dayanim. Shnemar, it says v'nosim b'flilim. This is talking about a person, the Chas V'Sholem, causes a woman to miscarry. What happens is that the husband goes to Bezdin, v'nosim b'flilim, and then they will decide how much you have to pay damages. So you see, the plila means the yanim, and therefore Zokti Yomarad, this poker plila means that Chas V'Sholem, the Midas Adin, will be able to succeed against this fellow in a din Torah, if Chas V'Sholem is b'yayin shogu b'sheichato, he's Chas V'Sholem going to do aveirois, and instead of getting that atara on his head, he might get hit on his head by the dayan, who's going to say, uh-oh, you did bad. And we continue on to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah Vayta. And this is, I believe, the final Mishnah in Perek Chelik, and the final Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. Those people that nebuch are in Ir Nidachas, you all know Ir Nidachas means that the Gan Tishtot unfortunately went and they did avoid Zara, they are not going to have a chelik on Mabash. And it says the Pasuk Yotzar Noshem Liyal Mikir Becha, Vayadichu Es Yoshvi Iram Leima. So now the Gemara is dashing the word, the Mishnah is dashing the word Mikir Becha, that Yotzu, these Anoshem Liyal, are going to leave Klal Yisrael. At the time of Olam Haba, these are Yotze Mikibecha. They will not have a Chelek Olam Haba. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. You see the first Rashi in the Mishnah on the right hand margin. Yotze Nashim Liyam Mikibecha. She'ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. So this word Mikibecha means that they will not remain within the rest of Yiddish society. That when the time of Olam Haba comes, everybody else will be resurrected, except for all those that we had in the previous Mishnayos, except for these Anshir and Ir Nidachas, unfortunately, they will not have a Chelek Olam Haba. They will be Yotzmi Kibecha forever and ever. The Einim Nerogim continues on the Mishnah. The Einim Nerogim Atshiyum Adichel Mi Oisa Ir O Mi Oisa Hashavet Vatshiyudach Ruba Vatshiyadichua Anoshim. Our Mishnah now tells us that to qualify, to be eligible to be an Ir Nidachas, there are many, many restrictions and requirements. As you recall, earlier on in our Masechta, we said that one of the Tanoim, one of the Amoraim, said that there never was and never will be an Ir Nidachas, because just like there never was and never will be a Ben Tzayir HaMoira, there will never be an Ir Nidachas. We had this in the Gemara already before. And then, of course, there was one man, the Yama, that said, oh, Rabbi Yisai, I was in Ir Nidachas, I even have pictures. And I sent them around and they went viral. I was there in the Ir Nidachas. Okay, anyway, the machlokes. But back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says, Ve'nerogin achiyu madichem o'isayir. The madichem that are instigating and inciting people to do avodah zarah, they have to be locals, not migrants that come from Venezuela. They have to be locals that are chas v'sholem convincing people to do avodah zarah. And mi'oisa shevet, and from that shevet. We're going to see in the Gemara, how can it be both in the same ear and the same shevet? We're going to discuss that shortly. Again, how do I know this, that the Madichel have to be mi'oisa ear? Again, we use the same word, mikir becha, not only to tell you that they won't have a chelek olam haba, but the anoshim li'al, who are the madichei ear nidachas, they have to be mikir becha, from in your midst, and not from migrants or foreigners coming from somewhere else. The Achiyudach Ruba, Roiv of the ear, has to unfortunately have been turned off and are now doing Avodah Zarah. How do I know that it has to be Roiv of the ear? So Rashi brings two pshatim, and the second pshat, says Rashi, again from the same word, Mikir Becha. Mikir Becha means Al Tikri Mikir Becha Elame Rubcha, that from the Roiv of the city. Roiv of the city has to go and be Oiver, and then they have the din of an Ir Hanidachas. By the way, as we'll see in the Mishnah momentarily, what happens if a person is an Oiver Avodah Zarah, and the Madichim were foreigners, or maybe it wasn't Roiv of the city, or maybe it wasn't that Madichim were Anoshim, but rather they were women or whatever, you're still an Oiver Avodah Zarah. And the Oiver Avodah Zarah won't have the status of an Ish Meir Nidachas, but it'll only have the status of a Oyved Avodah Zarah. So if you're wondering, what difference does it make? Two major differences. If he happens to be a one individual that does Avodah Zarah, he gets Skila, as opposed to if he happens to be from the Ir Nidachas, he gets Cherev, he gets Herik. And number two, what's the next after Mina?
Moinim
Pulanana.
Exactly, Moinim Pulanana. If you happen to be and the Erni Dachas, and all of the money is Avad. Anything and everything in that city, all possessions, Alice, it's going to be a charva. The whole city is going to be destroyed from top to bottom. That's why the Gemara said, according to one man, there'll never ever be an Irni Dachas, because we dash in Shlol of Lo Shlal Hegdish, and every house has a mezuzah. And even if you find that, unfortunately, this Irni Dachas, many people don't have mezuzah, at least one yid has one mezuzah. That'll only be matzel the ganze shtad, because you can't take kol shlala, because one of the shlal is that house with that mezuzah, and that will save the whole city. Anyway, but getting back to our Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, "Va'ad shiyudach ruva, roiv has to be nebuch that they serve avodah zara. Va'ad shiyadichu anoshim, because the pasuk began yotzu anoshim b'nei bliyal mikibachem. What happens if he duchu anoshim? What happens if you have ladies, women that were able to instigate and incite people to do avodah zara, or ketanim that were not anoshim yet? Oy shiyudach miyuta, it was only a miut, not the roiv. Oy shayd madichea chutzala, like we said before, they were foreigners, they came from outside. Hare'elik yechidim! Then they have din like yechidim, where the din is skila, and mamoinim polat, and not herek, and mamoinim ovat. And the Mishnah continues, utzrichim beis edim v'asor l'chol echad v'yachad. You can't just go and make one general rule. Okay, we have an irni dachas, we see roiv of the city has erred, and they're sinning. Every single person that you want to go and give hereg to, you have to go and have hasra, rabid. If you're going to do this chas v'sholom, you're going to get mises hereg if you're going to be part of the irni dachas. And you're going to lose all your money, etc., etc. I don't know if you have to talk about the money, but at least hasra for the misa. And afterwards, you have to have two edim that witnessed that he did that, and that he was oiv avodah zara. That those two together are the two ingredients that you need for every person in the Irni Dachas.
But how could that be? In the beginning, it would just be a nothing.
Yeah. First, I understand what you're saying. I understand. So the answer is, number one, we had a machloikis earlier on, whether you need a very particularized hasra that has to go to the detail as to which misa. According to the Man Yoma that says, you don't have to say which misa, you just have to go and tell him you're going to be eligible for one of the arba misas besin. That's sufficient for purpose of Asura. According to that Mandiyama, you don't have the question at all. And even according to the other Mandiyama, it could be that there was a big, big assembly. Everybody came together on a Sunday night inside a town hall, and then they took a vote. How many of you are going to do Avodah Zarah, and how many are not going to do Avodah Zarah? And Roiva, the people, raised their hands. So we know that they have all decided they're going to be among the Ir HaNitachas. Now when they are going to make their appointments to go to the church, to go and be Oyvid Avodah Zarah, two Yidin come over to them. Rabbi Yid, we saw you at that town hall last night, and we saw that you decided you're going to do Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be part of the Roiv that decided that. If you're going to go and fulfill your pledge, and you're going to go and bow down to the Avodah Zarah, you should know you're going to be Oyver, and you're going to go and get Chas V'Sholom, since you're part of this Irni Dachas, which is decided en route, a majority to go and serve Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Sholom, you're going to go and get for that Herig. And unfortunately, it turned out that Roiv Taka all did it, and then Roiv, they were going to get Herig, and he gave the proper answer. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So what we're going to say in the next two lines, we already repeated twice. Zechoyim v'yichidim in Berubim. Yochid is more chomer than Merubim, shem v'yichidim v'skila. L'fichach moinam palat. V'merubim v'sayaf. L'fichach moinam avat. It's not that these two just happen to be that that's halacha. Rather, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu said by yichidim, you get skila, then I give yashtikul kula l'gabi the moment. But those v'sayaf, they get, on the other hand, they're getting a kula, they're only getting herring, they only get sayaf, so then moinam avat. Baiter, hakatake as Yoshua here has here it says hazoyis, but it's a mistake. It's really hahi lefi charev, as we say in Busi. As Yoshua here lefi charev, hachameres v'hagamelis v'iveres v'makel l'makayim hare elu matzilin oisa. What does that mean? So explains Rashi that when we talk about Yoshua here hahi, what means a resident? A resident is a resident for a day. Is it for a week? Is it for 20 years? Is it for 50 years? Rashi tells us that the minimum is 30 days. How do I know? Big Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara is going to bring Tzukim. You have to be a resident for 30 days to count towards whether we have Roiv or not Roiv. Okay, So what happens if once the voting is going on and people are deciding, your ir nidachas, nishar nidachas, you have a caravan of chamoyrim or a caravan of gimalim. In other words, you have a whole series of chamoyrim of donkeys which are carrying on their backs or are schlepping wagons with numerous people. Or gamel is the same thing, but now we're talking about donkeys, now we're talking about camels that are on their backs or schlepping that type of caravan with lots of people. So then you have to add them to the population if the chameres and gamelis are going to stay over for 30 days. If they're just passing through and an hour later, then the next flight is going to leave the next caravan to Zugunisht. If they're going to stay there for 30 days, then you can count them towards the population of the city. Now,
they have to issue them green cards, right?
Especially if it's a $5 million green card, then you can get a green card immediately, right? The $5 gold, $5 million gold card. Brilliant, I'm telling you. Anyway,
we revoked those green cards, they're not citizens of the city.
Yeah, okay, fine. Getting back to our Gemara. So now, Hari Eilu Matzilin Oisa. Matzilin Oisa means, let's say you had until now a Chvais, a small town, at 100 people. And of the 100 people, 55 decided we're going to do Avodah Zarah. Rachmana Litzlan. And then you have this giant Chameres and Gameles, and they have there another 50 people. So now they stay there for 30 days, and now the town population is no longer 100, now it's 150 people. And the only number of the people that have agreed to do Avodah Zarah is only 55. Oh, 55 is no longer the majority. The 55 is now the minority. So therefore, those new 50 in the Chameres or Gamelis, they can be matzel the whole city. The Rashi points out, you can also have the reverse. What's the reverse? That until now you only had 45 out of the 100 that decided to do any dachas, and now you have this caravan of 50 people, and of the 50 people, half or more decide, yeah, it's a great idea, since we're tourists anyway, but we're residents for 30 days, let's join into this Avodah Zarah and see how it works. So then you can have now a town of 150 instead of 100. And instead of having only 45, you can have, if the entire Chameres or Gamelis is going to join the bad guys, so instead of having 45, now you can have 95 out of 150. So they could tip the scales, not only for Hatzalah, but Chas Shalom also, for Ir Nidachas, for Hashchosa, for destruction. Says Rashi, it's true, but number one, after all, don't you want to talk in a positive light? Why do you want to go and talk about people causing tourists? You want to talk about people bringing Hatzalah. But moreover, Rashi says, since you're talking about fremda, you're talking about strangers that are coming to the city, how often are the strangers going to go and join the roiv and say, let's go and do a Avodah Zarah? You know, a stranger is a stranger is a stranger. It's going to take a while till they become integrated into the city, especially if they're going to leave 3 days later. So many people only look upon them as being kind of, you know, these foreigners, these migrants. Let's call up the ICE and get rid of them as quickly as possible. So the likelihood that they're going to go and join the ranks of the Oved Avodah Zarah are remote. They're not that friendly with the other residents to join immediately the Roiv. Yeah, let's do Avodah Zarah. So in more likelihood, what they're going to be are the Matzilim and not Chas V'Shalom among the Mashchisim. Now, there are three times in our Mishnah that the Mishnah says Shenemar. Once over here, again 10 lines further, Shenemar Koshlola Tikbites, and then further down on the Amud it says again a third time Shenemar. None of those Shenemars have anything to do with the halacha before. They really all introduce something new, and therefore these three Shenemars really should come out. Why am I telling you this? Because if you see before this Shenemar that we're now quoting, there's a gimel over here, and that gimel takes you, maybe it's a base, takes you to the Ranjburg, and he tells you, actually it's going on the Aleph, not on the Beis, not on the Gimel. Anyway, it's on the, you're saying the Gra? Okay, so it's on the Gra. But you have a look at the Ranjburg. You see the Ranjburg says, Hari, that's Ois Aleph, Hari Elu Matzilin Oisah Shenemar, Hari Elu Oivdin Shenemar, Kain Koitzin Oisah Soicha Shenemar, Elu Gimel Pa'am Shenemar, Nimchiko. All three times you see the word Shenemar, please take it out. Push the delete button and take it out, because there's no reason for it. It has nothing to do with the previous shtickle. So therefore, period. Delete Shenema. Continue on. It says, Mikan Omer, from this we see that Nechzi Tzadikim Shebesoicha Oivdim. Even though we're talking about Nechosim of Tzadikim, since it says, V'es Kol Asherba, everything and anything in that town has to be destroyed. Even the Chosim of Tzadikim have to be destroyed. Never. However, Shebechutzala, since it's not V'es Kol Asherba, it's Chutzala, Plate, and those are safe. So if a tzaddik has nechassim outside the city, then those nechassim will be saved. However, shel rishoy, beim shabtoich, beim shechitzla, hari elu oivdim. However, those of the rishoyim, sai inside, sai outside, why they're different, of course, because they're the rishoyim. How do I know that? We have to wait for the Gemara to tell us. Doesn't it say v'kol ha-shabah? So we'll have to wait for that in Miyat Hashem. Again, take out shenemar, and we continue on. V'es kol shulola tikboi tzeltoich rechoyba. What happens if ein lo rechoyv? What happens if it's such a small town, it doesn't have a rechoyv? And Rashi explains that the word rechoyv over here doesn't necessarily mean only a street, but could also mean a sarachi uplacha, also, you know, a square, a town square, or a town plaza. It just doesn't have. It's a, such a small little shtetela that they just barely have pathways from one... A kikar. It doesn't have a kikar, right? So that, like in Geula, they have a kikar Shabbat, or other types of kikar. In Tel Aviv, that's where they make all the demonstrations, right? Is a kikar Dizengoff or something like that?
Kaplan Street.
Okay, should I say Lahavdol? Not Lahavdol. Anyway, it's all part of Eretz Yisrael. But the point of all of this is, in Ein L'Rechoyv, if they don't have such a kikar, what do you do? Oysel L'Rechoyv. We're going to manufacture one. We're going to produce one. And therefore, says Rashi, you see from how our Mishnah is learning that it doesn't have to be a pre-existing rechoyv, as long as Nebuch, roiv of the town, has served the Avodah Zarah, and now we have to collect all the shalal and we have to go and destroy it. There's no rechoyv. Make a rechoyv. Make a town square. Even if it means that you're going to have to destroy one or two buildings to go and have an empty plot, an empty square. Anyway, you're going to be machr of the whole town. So, you're going to start off making a rechoyv, and then you'll take the shlal and tikboi to rechoyva v'sarafta beish. Hoyz rechov v'chutzula. What happens if the town square was outside the town? In other words, it had a town square, but in the town itself, people, they just had these small little paths, little alleyways that led from one house to the next, or one street to the next. Nothing prominent, no rechoyv, no srachu plashu. But the town square, if they ever wanted to get together to make a massive demonstration, all 12 people in the town, they wanted to make a mass demonstration, they had to go to the rechoyva, which is chusala. So what happens now? Koyntan on the soicha. Then you have to bring that rechoyva into the town. You can't bring it into the town. That means you have to go and create a new kikar inside the town for that rechoyva. And again, leave out shenemar. Notice, each time we said shenemar, and nothing to do with the previous gemara, right? We said the chameris and the gamelis, they're matzil noisa. And then we talked about the Nechzi Tzadikim, or Oivdim, because there's a Kol Asher Ba, nothing to do with the previous Gemara. And now, this Gemara, Vesko Shlot, Boi Tzatoich Rechoyva, this had nothing to do with the Shoyim Shebetoich and any of the property that was there. And now we have another Shenemar, again take out the Shenemar, V'sarafta Be'eshu Se'ir Vesko Shlola, Kol Hashem Alikecha, that when you're going to burn the town, you have to burn down the whole city, Medeganzi Shlola, except Shalol v'loy shalal shemayim, not shalal shemayim. Mikan Amru. From this we learn hagdishes sheba yiftu. If there's anybody that owns hagdish, then be pointed the hagdish so that it should no longer be shalal shemayim. Utrumais yirkavu. Any truma that happens to be there, you're not going to go and burn these things. This is shalala. This is not. I'm sorry. This is shalal shemayim. This is not shalala. So the hagdish is saved yiftu. The trumais yirkavu. That means.
Why did the truma pose that? Why do you pose?
Very good. So Rashi asks this question. If you look at the Rashi, the top of the Amud, second line, left hand margin. It's no longer truma that is owned by the original farmer or the original balbaz. It's truma inside of the hands of the koyin. Oh, the mamon koyin who? And therefore, since it's mamon koyin, it's a shtikl yoshulola. Because it's now personal. This is not only shlal shemayim. Now this is shlal of the koyin. Then he demonstrates for loy havia imshar shlala. The koyin is shikri. It's the chiyok koyin. So you can't go and burn it because it's not mamish shlala. So in other words, it's somewhere in a Beinish Moshe, somewhere in no man's land. It's a shtikla koidish, and it's a shtikla, I wouldn't say chol, but it's a shtikla shlola. It's not a total shlola, it's not a total shlola shemayim. I'm sorry?
It's totally for the private property.
Exactly. So because of that, it's an...
We're not talking about chapel, we're talking about truma. I know, chapel, if you took it already, the offership, then it already has the kedusha. And so, and you how would you be coded? You can't be coded. You could just, you could uproot it. You could do, you could do hafaras,
hafashas.
You could do uproot it. There's no, by the way, but true. There's no pigeon.
I think that when Brother Barry was asking about pigeon, he didn't mean literally pigeon. I think he meant let's go and be mater neder, be mater d'afrosha, to go and be bring it back to tevel status. And therefore, it wouldn't have the din of kedusha. But lamasa, that's the eitzah. Your kov would just let it rot. So don't go and burn it because it's not shlola. But don't be poided or try to be mataneder because it's already siyosh shlola. It's both shlola and not shlola. It's both koidish and private property. Your kov. Lamasa shen mikisvi koidish yigonza. Don't you have to go and put into gniza? What's the reason why? So that's the next Rashi. Continuing on, Masa Sheni Avo Pishu Necha Li Yisrael. So it's a sense, it's Shlola. B'hoil v'koidish Shikri, the Torah calls it Koidish. Lo Yamrin Yisarif El Yigonzo. V'chein Kisvi HaKoidish Yigonzo. Of course, anything which Kisvi HaKoidish, you have to put in Genizi. You can't go and burn it Cholil. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Kolish, and that's it's Vaita in the Pasik. That's Kololish, the thick boy, it's a Seraf Teish, Kol Shlola, Kol Hashem Lekecha. Amr Pshimen, Amr Kodesh Baruch Him, Ata Oysa Dimbi Yerni Da'achas. If you do what the Torah requires, be any dachas, tataka, kill out roiv of the worshippers by giving them hereg, and at the same time burning down the town, malam yalechem kilatem malam oyle kolif lefonai. It's as if you bring an oyle in the besmigdish, a beautiful carbon, I accept it as an oyle reich nichoyech lasha. State weiter in the positive voice, the tel oylam loisi bone oit. Oisi tel oylam means it's just going to be a heap forever, an eyesore, don't rebuild it. So Gemara, Loisasa, Ginoisa, Pardesim, Dibri, Biyoisa, Glida. Biyoisa, Glida says that Toil Oilam means don't do anything with it. Don't go and make gardens. Don't make orchards. Don't make vineyards. Tail Oilam, literally. Dibri, Biyoisa, Glida. Bekiva Oimer, it says in Boswas, Tail Oilam, Loisibane Oid. Lekamoisha Hoysa, Aina Nivnis. You're now allowed to go and build up the same houses that you had until now. One house for Mr. Smith and one house for Mr. Jones and one house for Mr. Goldberg. However, to go and use it now and make their gardens and to go and make their orchards, that's okay. Just lisibana for loshen binyan. Okay, so now, although the Mishnah focuses on liyigbat biyachem u'man achedim, it's really ikr haposik. Because at the end of that pasuk, it says in the pasuk, "L'an Yoshev Charoin Apoy." L'an Yoshev Hashem Me Charoin Apoy. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should hopefully leave his anger and his fury behind, because we've done what the Torah requires, that we destroyed the Irni Dachas. So the Gemara darshins on that second half of the pasuk, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should not L'an Yoshev Hashem Me Charoin Apoy. As long as they're showing that the Mechayiv the Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is furious, Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Of the Shem and Oilam, once the Shoyim are destroyed and the whole Irin Dach is destroyed, the Stal Charen Af, Mina Oilam. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu's anger subsides and Chamas HaMelech Shochochon. Okay, so Gemara. Turn about. We started off the Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk, Yotzu Anashim Bnei Bial Mikibecha. It's got to be the instigators themselves and not their messengers. They shouldn't go and send mercenaries or people that work on their behalf, missionaries, but they have to do it themselves, not shluchim. Anoshim, ein anoshim pochim mibeis. You have to have at least two instigators, not just one. Dover acher anoshim v'lei noshim. That we already had in the Mishnah. Got to be men and not women. Anoshim v'lei ktanim. And then it says, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Blial, Mi Kibecha, one means B'nei Blial, Banam Shep Horku Oil Shemayim Etzavarein. The word B'nei Blial means B'li oil, that they have been poetic oil, they have taken off the oil Shemayim from their necks, from themselves, from their shoulders, These are the Nei Blial, Bliol. Yetzdaitach Mikirbecha, V'loi Minasvar. We're using again Mikirbecha now for the fourth time. First Mikirbecha, we said that you're not going to, that Ein Lem Chedek Al Maba, because they will leave the Mikirbecha from Klal Yisrael. Second Pshat, we said in Mikirbecha, it's got to be local insiders and instigators and not foreigners. Then we had the second Pshat of Rashi, Mikirbecha means Roiv, because the word Mikirbecha, in the word Kirbecha is Roiv, Mirubcha. That was the third, it's got to be Roiv. And now we have the fourth one, Mikirbecha V'lai Min HaSfar. Sfar, as you know, means a border town. We don't want to Chas V'Sholem go and destroy a border town, because then what's going to happen? Then the Goyim, the enemies, are going to take over. What happens when the Jews left Gaza years ago, those few Jewish settlements in Gaza? It didn't take a minute. And we know what the Goyim did. They took over the whole town and they ripped it apart and they destroyed it, etc., etc.
And they didn't use any of it.
They didn't use it.
Ridiculous. They had hydroponics labs, you know, growing a tremendous amount of healthy vegetables. They had beautiful synagogue.
So what do you think? It's a sinner of Yisrael, sinner of Amalek, sinner that's been there.
We got all this earlier in the Gemara, though. Why is the Gemara repeating this here? We had this earlier in the laws of Avir Nidachas by Herod. This feels like a nice, interesting review, but it feels like it's very recently learned. What's the point of this?
Number one, it's always good to do Chazara.
It's always
good. I have to do Chazara. The Gemara doesn't have to do Chazara.
Guess what? You and others, many of our people, with the best of intentions, unfortunately don't do the Chazara. So sometimes the Gemara has to spoon feed you the Chazara, so you have no choice. Anyway.
It's for two people. Oh. Nine-term shots.
Good. Anyway, our mission, of course, is focusing on the Anshei Nedachas in the Mechel Kavava, and therefore it's going to the breadth and the length of all the Hilchos in Nedachas. A lot of, by the way, what we're learning now, we did not learn previously. Some of it we did, but a lot of it we did not. So continue on. Mikibech v'leim in Asvar, not from the local border town. Yoishve Iram, v'lo Yoishve Archeres. Leimar, Shetzrichen, that's a nushtekel. So we're, as you can see, we're analyzing each and every word. Yatzu Anoshim b'nei Blial mikibecha v'yadichu es Yoishvei Iram. Yoishvei Iram v'lo Yoishvei Irni Acheres. So this is another drasha that mikibecha, it's got to be from the locals, and not that migrants that came from somewhere else are trying to influence other people to do Avodah Zarah. And it's Yatzu Anoshim b'nei Blial mikibecha leimar, v'us is der leimar, shetzrichem eidem asra l'cholecha v'yachad. That it's not enough that you go and make a general rule, or I see Roiv of the city is all bowing down to Avodah Zarah. No, you got to go. Everybody is entitled to his warning, and everybody's entitled to get the two Edom to go and Chas V'Sholem give him the eventual hereg that is required.
All this shows that the worst dangers come from among us, in our midst. Yes, let's see.
From who in our midst?
The most dangerous things are in our midst, among those among us.
Among us, yes, among us, that's correct. The most dangerous people are among us, unfortunately. There's a pasuk in Tanakh, something, something like that. That those that cause the biggest harm of Klal Yisrael are Mimcha, are from among our Jews, unfortunately. Look at some of the leftists, what they're saying, what they're quoted in the New York Times and other newspapers about we're the bad guys, we're the ones that caused the tsaris to Gaza, we should give back Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs and to the Gazans. Okay, anyway, that's not for now.
Keep your friends in the distance and your enemies close.
Exactly. Shkoyach. So let's continue on. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are not referring to our Mishnah. They're focusing on the time of Yeshua ben Nun, when the entire Eretz Yisrael was split up among the Shvatim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chonken Ir Achas L'Shnei Shvatim. At times, you could have that one city belong to two Shvatim. How is that? What happens if there was an existing city, and that existing city had a river flowing down the middle? For instance, for those of you that are familiar with Budapest, Budapest is really two cities together, Buda and Pest, and you have the Danube, the Donau that flows down the middle of the city. Okay, so now at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they had the Goyrel, and they had the Urm V'Tumim, like we've had earlier on in Yesh Nochlin, we had that in Masechtas Bava Basra. So what did it say over there? That Abia Goyral, that the land was split up. So what happens if one Shevet, Echwais, Shevet Binyamin, not Shem Binyamin, the Shevet of God, Lemushel, they were to the right of the Yarden. The Yarden is not a good example because that's Eivor HaNor. Chvais and Bayer is going to start screaming, then be 2.5 Shvatim. I'm sorry. So find some other Nachal in the middle of Eretz Yisrael somewhere, and then go and say, to the right of the Nachal would be Shevet God, and to the left is going to be Shevet Yisachar, Lemushel. Oy, oy, oy. What happens if on that river, on both banks of the river, there's one city? So now you're going to have one city which is split up between two Shvatim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, it could happen that one city, it belongs to two Shvatim. V'shlokesh amar, ein cholken irachas v'mei Shvatim. No, no such thing. Every city belonged to a particular Shevet. You didn't have one city belong to two Shvatim. I know everybody's going to think about Yushalayim, is Nechlekot to both Yehuda and Binyamin. Yeah, maybe the Gemara will ask it tomorrow. Maybe because according to Madiyama that holds Yushalayim was an international city, was not really Nechlekot Shvatim at all. It didn't belong to any of the Shvatim. But anyway, we're now talking about not Yushalayim, we're talking about Stam, a city in Eretz Yisrael. Is it possible that times Yeshua ben Nun that it was split up between two Shvatim? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, Rabbi Shloish Lakish says, no, Eser Rabbi Shloish Lakish. Look at our Mishnah. It has to be that the Madichim not only were locals from that same town, but they also were from that same Shevet. Now, how could you have in the same town from different Shvatim? If you're telling me he lives locally in that town, by definition, doesn't he have to be from the same Shevet? Is my love Avagav the Madichel mi Oiseir, Iikam mi Oise Shevet in Eloi Loi, Shema min Acholken Irachas Beishvatim? Says Rabbi Yochanan, I have a strong raya to my view that you can have people in the same city. Half of them are Godites, and half of them happen to be Yisacharites. You could have such a thing. And when it comes to the Madichim that have to be both from the same town, from that town, and also have to be, if Roy v'chas v'shom from God, they're worshipping another God, so then Roy of the Madichim will have to be from God and not from Yisachar. Is the chayr you see a b'fayr shirai that you can be chayr the kirach the beishvat? Utmar loy says v'shlokish no ray. The love the lay be Yerusha inam yevu and neil lay be matana. It's talking about a case of Yerusha. So Rashi reminds us, we learned back in Yesh Nachlin, that we have the hasubis nachla, that was the whole masa with the shevet that got angry at the Bnei, at the Menois Tlofchad. That Tlofchad is going to get married, and then some of the property is going to go over to the children, is going to go over to the husbands, etc., etc. So for the first door, it says, Leisisav Nachla, Minachla, Nachla, Acher, from one shevet to the other, and therefore, Menois Tlofchad, you can marry anybody that you want. Atoy Beinechem, Tienan Eliyah Noshim, Ach, Lamati, Avoisim, Tienan Eliyah Noshim, you got to stay within the same matter. But that was only for the first generation. Second generation was already changed. What day did they change it on? Tubav, Chamisha Asubav. That was one of the six reasons why the Yom Tov Yisrael, Chamisha Asubav, that Gzeira was became bottle, and people now are free to marry any shevet they want. Ah, Bazaktir?
They're waiting for us for the second minyan.
We only have 2-3 lines to go. Okay? So tell them to wait for 2 or 3 more lines. They can join you for the shiur for the next couple of lines.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Gemara says, now you know, Barry, why we have to repeat it again, because of those that weren't there for the Shia the first time. So it's Zok the Gemara. It's enough like Birusha, that part of the town belongs to God, and part of it belongs to Yisachar. Not that it was split up that way. It was originally all God. However, some of the women of God married to husbands from Yisachar, and now they passed away years later, and now Yisachar owns part of the town. Those husbands that were from Yisachar. So you could have or you gave matana, you're allowed to give matana to somebody else from a different shevet. Freitimor Eisve, Orim Teisha, Me Eis Shnei Hashvatim Ela. Oh, so here in this pasuk, in a pasuk in Yeshua, it's listing 9 cities. Orim Teisha, 9 cities. Me Shnei Hashvatim Ela. And these 9 cities belong to the following 2 shvatim, which are identified there in the pasuk. Now, how do you have 9 shvatim belonging to 2 shvatim? My 9 cities, 9 orim belonging to 2 shvatim. My love, arba palgami hai, arba palgami hai, 4.5 and 4.5, and therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, Shema min acholkin ir achas l'shbei shvatim. So we know nishkarai lo yabam mihai v'chamish mihai, 4 to this one and 5 to that one, Frey Timara. So why does the Pasuk put them together? Nine cities belong to two Shvatim. Let it say Beferish. Four belong to Shevet X, and five of them belong to Shevet Y. Frey Timara Kasha, the good Kifret, that's Taka, it's Nishkat Yufta, it's good Kifret, the Chayr is a starker right, Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to be continuing. Tomorrow, have a wonderful day. Zayizah, Kultav.